This may very well be the weekly dose of fat for Friday, August 15th, show number 17.
Fatbike.com, the world's number one resource for information on fat bike products, event and race coverage, interviews, and living the fat bike lifestyle, presents Fat Bike Radio with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
All right, this is Sven.
We got Gomez here with JK Living.
Hey, hey.
On the same mic, snuggling up, sharing all the viruses.
Exactly. Yep, a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Peter and Carlos from Flavor Cycle, a bicycle drive-in delivery service for restaurants in Milwaukee. And we'll chat with them a little bit later in the show.
You know who else is here? Yeah. Everyone's favorite. The love doctor, Colin Ford.
I am not a doctor. I'm a musician.
And a brewer of fine things like tea and beer.
I don't brew any tea.
Well, this show is sponsored by the Surly Tug Nut. I mean, who doesn't like to get a little tug on the nut
from Surly Bikes?
The show is also brought to you by the letter F and U, and the numbers 1 and 7 for show number 17. Yay!
If you don't know Surly by now, dude, you might be in a coma, but maybe jump out of the coma.
Rub your sternum.
You've been on the toilet for that long?
Check them out at surlybikes.com. It's the internet. Wake up.
Yeah, get the fuck out of bed.
What happens after we introduce Surly usually?
We should drink a beer. We've done about the minimal amount of work to justify drinking a beer, so let's do it.
We introduce the show, we drink. I like this idea.
Introduce the show, you get started, 5 minutes later, we open beer.
It's called priorities, people. Beer.
So this week we've got in a Lakefront Brewing Oktoberfest six pack. This is Mud Puppy Porter from Central Waters out there Madison way somewhere.
They are in Amherst.
Amherst. Yeah. Up by
That's up there.
Oh, it's up
by
there.
Stevens Point.
Oh, that's up there above the Madison. But still,
this was one of the very first beers that sponsored Gnomefest. Central Waters.
Yeah. This is one of their very first beers they made. Mud Puppy Porter.
Gonna go ahead and open mine. Are you doing that with your tephuses?
I hope not. I'm gonna open mine. Wow. I'm gonna open mine the old way that some drug addict taught me with a lighter.
I use my.
Let me bust this
Summerfest.
Ooh!
Oh, he gets a good pop. That's for sure.
JK Living, everybody.
Thank you for the color at the show.
Let's all have right, a cheers, boys. Greg Hart Sven almost drank. It was like so close.
Do we have to cheers now?
Dark, robust, sweet. And dark.
Yeah.
It's a dark beer. It's a porter. If you don't know what a porter is, get your ass out of the sand.
Roasted, toasted malt.
Yep. Lots of roasted malt, lots of caramel malt.
A little toffee in there, too.
Oh, yeah. What you'll do with a dark beer like this is you'll add a bunch of like black malt, but you also add a bunch of like dark caramel malt to bring out that toffee taste. And all of that malt is not fermentable sugar. So the mouthfeel, that thickness you get, remains.
It does. Sugar. It's got lingering qualities to it. It's
lingering. The yeast can't eat that sugar, so it sits around in the beer and gives it that syrupy-ish.
This is a little hoppier than a traditional porter, seems hoppy-ish.
What's the ABV on this?
5%.
5.5, I believe. Yep, 5.5.
By liberal hop, okay, it does say on the label, folks.
Yep, Colin's reading the label again here.
Its multi-profile is uniquely well-balanced by liberal hopping for its style, so sure, maybe it is hoppy.
All right.
I was drinking IPA last night, so I don't know what the
it's
fuck.
It's not hoppy for a beer, it's hoppy for its style.
For its style, well, yeah. I mean, porters, if you have a porter that tastes like citrus, you're doing it wrong.
Anything that tastes like fruit in a beer, I'm sorry. You're doing it wrong.
Nah.
This beer will carry your mom up to bed and tuck her in tight.
They're kind of low ABV.
On a Wednesday night.
Drink them for a long time because you're working all day and a working man needs his bread in a bottle.
And his old woman tucked in knots and tied on a Wednesday night.
Is this burpee beer yet?
No, I have not belched. No, not at all.
I'm not going to do any burpees. Just...
Three, two, one. So our friends at Zion Cyclery are 50 years old and they're having a little sale down there.
Those guys, the business or the people?
They're selling bikes, I think.
For 50 years.
For 50 years.
Some of the people that sell bikes are not 50. Some are 30. Some are 70. But they've been doing it for 50 years as a family.
Did I misspeak there? Did I slip into Espanol again? It's so hard.
Pigeon Spanish.
So many personalities in my head. But anyway, go down there to Cyclery, Zion Cyclery, and put the words in the right order and buy a bike.
Chris is an awesome guy. He helps us out on the radio show by doing soundy things and a good friend of fatbike.com.
Sound stuff.
Coming up next on the big show, we talked to Peter and Carlos from Flavor Cycle. Flavor Cycle is a bicycle-fueled restaurant delivery service located in Sven's adopted hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve with Borealis Bikes, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our brand new Echo Fat Bike frame. The Borealis Echo is the first available carbon fat bike frame designed around the RockShox Bluto fork. It delivers nimble shredability with clearance to handle up to 5-inch tires. Complete bikes can be built for under 25 pounds, which makes the Echo the lightest suspension fat bike frame on the market with unmatched handling. The result is truly a year-round fat bike that takes on all disciplines of mountain biking. Visit Borealis Bikes to find a dealer near you. We promise, once you go fat, you'll never go back.
This is Wyatt Ritka with Wyatt Bicycle Company, and when I'm not building bikes, I listen to Sven Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome, Carlos and Pete, from Flavor Cycle here in Milwaukee.
Hey, Gomez.
Hello. Hey, good to have you guys on the show. At such short notice, I called Pete last night and said, hey, would you like to be on the show? And he said, absolutely.
Awesome.
So Pete is an awesome photographer.
Thank you. It's nice being neighbors living in River West. It's an easy ride down the block, so happy to be here.
Carlos is a River Westite as well. And we've got Colin sitting here shotgun temporarily.
You!
So,
and J.K. Livin for snorts.
So the reason that we asked Pete to show up is because this Flavor Cycle thing is a really cool, Milwaukee-based business, and I just wanted Pete to talk a little bit about what Flavor Cycle is.
Flavor Cycle is basically a delivery service for local restaurants, and we do it all on our bicycles. There's a crew of about 18 of us right now, probably hard to count now, but close to 40 restaurants that we're delivering for.
And this is a year-round thing. This isn't just
last winter
fair
sucked.
Weather.
Yeah. Last winter
sucked.
It just never ended.
Yeah, last winter we had a record winter for snowfall, and it
was
snowed.
Cold. For the fat bike people out there, it was awesome.
Right.
And then the ice storm nights where the whole city is just under 2 inches of sheet ice.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there are some brutal times. But you know what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and
that's what they say. I'm not sure
it's true. Times that storm.
Were you on a fat bike?
The first ones were really fun. I slid 20 feet. You know, it was fun. The last one landed right on my elbow and it hurt for about 3 weeks.
So. Were you riding a fat bike that day?
I was not.
Okay. I know you've ridden I know you've ridden fat bikes a little bit. You've taken some out there on routes. Most of the guys ride road bikes or fast bikes because time is of the essence, but in certain conditions.
Yeah, in certain conditions, the fat bike is probably the fastest thing out there in the snow.
There is a couple days where I would have craved a fat bike, yes.
Well, it's for you guys that don't know what Pete rides, he normally rides what they call a Bullet, which is a really cool cargo bike. And a lot of the other guys ride fixed gears or single speed road bikes, but
or geared road bikes with disc brakes, like my roommate.
That's there you go. But these are guys that love bike riding, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wide assortment of bikes that we use. Bottom line is everybody who is involved with this whole delivery thing are bike nuts anyway. You know.
Excellent.
So 40 below. How do you get the pizza there hot still?
it's freaking hot. And then they have hot bags, which keep them hot. And you know, we're fast. So there's nothing that's out in the elements more than like 15 minutes.
Nice. Yeah, you know, they can do it more quickly than a car a lot of times. So
answer is, I'm a volcano.
So one of the interesting things I found when talking to the guys that work for Flavor Cycle is they all have nicknames. Is that for...
Well, we're spices.
Right. You're spicy. They're spicy.
I'm basil. Carlos is...
Rosemary.
Then there's not sumac, razor. Cayenne.
Cinnamon. Is cinnamon still with you guys?
Cinnamon's still around.
Cinnamon's still around. He rides a bar too.
Thyme.
What's Huber's spice?
Huber was wasabi.
Wasabi, yep.
Wasabi. Is that a spice? Yeah. Huber's spicy.
So we use a two-way radio app, and that's like our call signs.
Right, yeah, you use Zello?
We use Zello, yeah.
So that's how you all keep in touch to know where to go next and who's available to pick up at a certain spot in the town.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Works good for mountain bike road trips, too, if you don't want to call the person in the other car a million friggin' times.
Yeah, we used it during the River West 24 last year to figure out where the checkpoints were slow. So it's like, a bonus checkpoint is, it's not busy right now, go to the bonus checkpoint so you're not waiting in line.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good thing. You can set up your own channel
so
that it's only the people you invite that can hear what you're doing. Yeah, that's a really cool app. So besides doing Flavor Cycle, you also do a lot of work with the Bike Federation.
I'm of
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I do what I can. I help I launch their magazine
with
Dave Slabowski. Worked really hard with them. Went on a couple road trips for sort of reportage kind of stuff. Yeah, Bike Fed is fantastic. I always support them whenever I can.
Yeah, Dave is a talented person.
Oh, yeah.
Good photographer, just like Pete. Pete's an awesome photographer.
Pete is not just good. He is great.
Awesome.
He is
Thank you.
A true artist with the camera.
Good job, Pete. It's great to have talent, especially relatively underpaid talent, do stuff for a place like the Bike Fed and put out such a good product. I can't tell you that there's a better bike magazine for an organization like the Bike Fed than the one you guys put out.
It's
really high quality. In the olden days, back, four years ago, Pete did a magazine called Cog, which if you've been around a lot, was such high quality, it was awesome. And I think a lot of that shows in the Bike Fed magazine.
Thank you. Yeah, learned a lot.
Well, cool, guys. Don't you guys have work or something to do?
Yeah.
We've been keeping them here for a while.
Don't you have canvases to
stretch? Are you hungry?
I do.
We could order some food. Bring them right back.
Yeah, how quickly can you guys get back? Oh, the restaurant's open in 8 minutes, so...
We can get donuts, can't we?
We can get donuts.
You don't go to...
I was actually going to do that.
Are you doing delivery for Holy Moly?
Yeah.
One interesting thing...
I always wanted, like, super early Flavor Cycle donut delivery. But
you gotta order it, pre-order it.
Yeah, like, the night before at 3 a.m. Sweet.
You got the fat guy's attention now. Like, wow, I'm working out some sort of year-long sponsorship cohabitation with the donuts every show, donuts and
good
beer
donuts
delivery.
Too,
One other point that they brought up about the restaurants they work with is these are all local restaurants. They're not going to deliver a McDonald's, Happy Meal for you. They work with independent, local restaurants and give them an option to get this stuff around. So I think
it's a great community. This started, people were friends. There's people that have come in that I've never met before. And then they're like, hey, I want to ride for you guys. Okay, cool. So they get involved. They become part of this little community. A couple months later, they're moving in together, roommates and stuff. Some of the guys are dating girls from the restaurants. It's like this.
Guys, if you want to pick up waitresses, join the Flavor Cycle because you're going to meet them all.
Collins' attention. Wants a ride for you now.
But yeah, there's a lot of cool things that have happened that make it pretty special.
Super. Well, I appreciate you coming in on short notice. I know that was kind of putting you under the bus, but it was really good to, and I hope that doesn't happen out on the road. But,
bus joke. I get it.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
You're welcome.
Later.
Thanks for joining us on the Weekly Dose of Fat.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, quit playing with yourself.
It's the Weekly Dose of Fat.
This is the Weekly Dose of Internet Fat. One of the things that exists out there on the internet is a blog, and it's by a dude who rides his bike in South frickin' America.
America.
Los Gauchos
de la Plata.
What are Las Pampas? De Plains.
Des Plains, Indiana. So back to what I was talking about.
The wild
out riding. Bylot Riding Blog is awesome and filled with amazing pictures of South America that you're going, I'll never ride there. I'll never be as cool as that guy. He's just the coolest dude riding.
Not with that kind of attitude, mister.
Yeah, this one's about the Lagunas route that they did a trip on, and the pictures are just fantastico.
I drew on my keyboard.
Not just because of that blog, though.
So you can check out the link on the show notes.
He's riding a Surly.
On all these things.
Yeah, and so are all his pals.
Surly Pug, a troll, and an ogre. I think there's a good group of names for bikes on that trip.
And for you blokes out there with kids, he rides with his kids. So, on the Pampas.
On the Pampas.
De las Argentina. Our next story comes from Richie Cunningham.
Hey.
He wrote a story on Pink Bike. And Pink Bike hardly ever writes about fat bikes. But his story, well, just a little snarky about fat biking. We understand that. It talked about the inevitability of professional fat bike racing.
Like it hasn't happened already? It's right. Inevitable? I mean, come on. Who won that?
They're coming from, you know, that big hit side of cycling, so they haven't necessarily embraced the fat bike side. They did have a poll at the bottom that was really interesting. Recommend that you click on that link, look at the poll, and vote in that poll. It's encouraging that a lot of people that haven't necessarily ridden a fat bike are super interested in trying it.
I think that's probably a good thing. People should try fat biking. Yeah. Although if you're listening to this show, probably already have.
Probably. So I know it's August, but this is the time of year that you get the best deals on winter gear. One of my favorite brands, Ibex, makes the most buttery, awesome.
Is that it's not a goat quite.
It's got horn things upon it.
It exists in the Eastern Hemisphere.
France.
they're from France. They're just goats from France.
So they got their big summer sale going on, and I saw some cool stuff that I wanted, even though I have a ton of Ibex stuff. So if you're looking for base layers or jerseys or even bibs made out of wool, check out ibex.com. They got a sale going.
I'm pretty sure it's Gomez's birthday next week.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to go ahead and just send him Ibex gear. I don't think he will
poop in an envelope and send it to his house.
You can find the address in the show notes.
All that poop, what do I do with it?
Flush it!
Does your helmet smell funny? Do you have a four-legged friend? Have you experienced the dog days of summer? Well, we have a kick-ass contest going through the month of August, and this week's secret word...
Secret
word is olive. Like that two-timing hoe that kept Bluto and Popeye in a constant state of conflict over the delicious salty pearls that accompany a dry gin martini.
I like mine stuffed with plutonium.
Check out
a link in the show notes.
Name my friend's dog.
Plutonium?
Olive.
Oh. Yeah, there'll be a link to that contest in the show notes.
So one of my favorite photographers, Tom McDonald, out there in San Diego, he shared a blog with us that gives a glimpse of the fat bike paradise known to the Vikings. Hear that, Spinner? The Vikings named it Newfoundland. So, I don't know. Dude. I'm lost.
Who's it going out there on the PED?
So, one of my two beers
in my hands. Why?
Well, finish one of them and be
I'm
done
working
with
on it.
All right.
It's early.
So, Tom McDonald's blog and...
Oh, one of my favorite fat bike photographers, Tom McDonald, shared a blog with us, and it gives us a glimpse of the fat biking paradise that the Vikings called Newfoundland. So I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to our Canadian brothers and sisters. How's it going up there?
All 12 of you are listening to our show up there, eh?
That's Prince Edward Island up there.
We should have our next corporate meeting up in Canada there.
New Brunswick.
Yeah, we should go to Halifax, eh?
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. We could stop by and see Julie.
We could go visit Alex at RSD on our way. Yeah, we could do all sorts of stuff up there in Canada.
So can either of you guys do the East Coast Atlantic Fat Bike Gangsters, eh? Anybody got that into him?
No.
That's the
Nonsense.
That's good. This is J-Rock with the East Coast Atlantic Fat Pack Gangsters.
You say no, I'm saying too much, no, I'm saying. If you guys, any of you out there write about fat biking on the web and would like to have us check out what you're talking about, we'd love to know about it. Shoot me an email to greg@fatbike.com and you just might get mentioned on this fantastic show.
And we'll end this weekly dose with a parting shot from Colin Atkins. Colin sent us a gorgeous panoramic shot of his Borealis Echo at Rivington Pike.
That's Carlos entering the room, making all that racket back there.
Yeah, I got beer.
He's got beer, though.
Check out the show notes and take a look at the old English countryside.
It's an awesome picture.
Where your great granny came from.
Shout out to Colin from another mother.
Woo! Yeah, right on.
There's a picture.
Look at it. Hey, everybody, Carlos showed up just in time for us to say goodbye.
Felices caminos, amigos.
He was here for the segment about flavor. He went and got beer, and then he came back. Isn't that awesome?
With beer.
Thanks, so everybody. Peace out.
We should probably thank Surly Bikes one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsor of the show.
Hey, thanks, Surly, for having a great bike company and doing awesome stuff and making bikes that ride like they should and not aluminum piles of junk.
Does Colin have an opinion on steel bikes? Or what?
I see. Inventors of the Pugsley. Enough said.
And we're out of here. Wow, how long does it take to do a show? As long as it takes Colin.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.